Today on Tech Daily, the technology that is helping bring employers and employees together and hopefully keeping them there. On the line is Dr. Glenn Brokenshaw from Australian software company Express to talk about how they're helping to slow down the turnover of employees in the workplace. Dr. Glenn, thanks for coming on Tech Daily.
It's my pleasure.
So I understand that your background is as a doctor and a psychologist. So how did you come to be involved in the area of recruitment?
Well, it's like so many things in life, it was a complete, how can you say, surprise for me to become involved in recruitment. I've been developing questionnaires and tests in my psychotherapy practice to help me with my patients. And my now business partner, Carolyn Byrne, said to me one day, you know, this would work for recruitment. And I said, no, it won't. It's actually for patients and it's about debriefing and talking to them and so on. She said, no, I'm positive it'll work for recruitment. And I have exactly the right opportunity right in front of me at the moment. I have to fill the organizational chart of a large company that's just about to be listed. This is in the dot-com era. And I was very skeptical that it would work, but she proved to me that it would, and the rest is history.
So obviously you've analyzed the recruitment industry and see the need for some big changes in this area. So then what are the problems that you're hoping to solve?
I think the biggest single problem that we do solve is that most of the time when people hire on can-do skills, ultimately they fire or part company with their employees because of will-do attitudes and fit to the culture of the company. It's much better to train skills and to hire for attitudes, values, and fit. Now, of course, if you need a neurosurgeon, you have to have someone who's got a neurosurgical qualification. That said, the vast majority of sorts of jobs that are being filled, especially jobs that are in trades and in regional areas of Australia, are being filled by people who have skills, and then later on they part company with the organisation because maybe they don't fit, they're not comfortable there, or the organisation's not comfortable with them.
Now, this sounds very much like what's been happening in the world of online dating for the last few years. I remember having a conversation with one of these companies, and they talked about coming up with smart software and algorithms to help singles meet and hopefully stay together. So is what you're doing kind of along those similar lines?
It's very similar. Although the big difference is that we go in and measure the organization first. So with our cultural survey, we are able to work out what the overall culture of the company is, and particularly what people who are good in that organization look like, whether they're square pegs or round pegs or oval pegs or triangular shaped pegs or whatever. We can get a very good idea of what actually is working, and then we can select to match that. As regards dating, we actually did think of using the algorithms for dating, but there's a great line from there's a great line from a movie way back where the elderly lady says to the young woman that in these cases all advice is useless. In other words, when people want to get together, they get together whether they're advised to or not. And we think probably the employment equation is a better one to solve.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, so you have the Express platform. How does it work? Take us through the steps that it goes through to connect the company with the prospective employees.
A company, large or small, will start by coming to us and we will provision a system for them. We'll make it look like their web presence. If they have a web presence, and not everybody does, we'll make it look like their web presence so the applicant experience is seamless with their online brand. Applicants will come into that portal from all sorts of places, not just from paid job boards, but also from the free job aggregators like Indeed.com and Adzuna.com, and from any source at all. We have a couple of customers who use our QR codes to drive people. One construction company has QR codes on the helmets and on the trucks, and a fashion retailer puts QR codes in the windows of new stores when they're looking to do a recruitment drive for a new store. So applicants will arrive. They'll spend about 6 to 12 minutes making an application in which they'll give basic details and they'll answer some simple questions, which are in two forms. One, the first, are can-do screening questions, and the second are the psychometric questions, which are to do with what kind of person they are, what style they are. We'll put that together with other data that we collect along the way, and we'll be able to offer the employer an opportunity to assess these people quickly without having to read resumes so that they can make a decision about who to speak to early, because very often they the really good employees get picked up very quickly. And so they'll be able to identify who is an interview priority target and start a conversation with them. And when they do that, there's a very good chance that they'll be putting the square pegs in the square holes.
Okay, so then does the platform recommend to the company which candidates they should be speaking to first?
The platform can organise the lists of people who've applied in terms of various different styles of recommendation. These are the people who fit your can-do skills criteria. These are the people who seem to fit the will-do attitudes you need. These are the people who seem to fit the company culture, and it can combine those. One of the things we're very strong about is that no single method of assessing a person should be relied upon exclusively. So we're bringing to bear a whole host of different things together and encouraging companies to look candidly at all applicants, but perhaps to select some more rapidly than others for those initial conversations that may well lead to employment.
So does your technology negate the need for a face-to-face interview, or do we still have to go there in the end?
Well, it's curious you say that. You know, Google did a study recently of 10,000 hires, and Laszlo Bock, their director of people and culture, said that the data was a complete mess and that actually interview contributed zero, nothing, to hiring accuracy. And if you think about dating, going back to dating, we have a lot of interviews before we get married, and yet divorce rates about 19% in the first year. So we're obviously not very good at talking to people and working out whether we're going to work out with them. Sooner or later, you've got to talk to people. You've got to do an interview. But the interview is much more accurate and useful if it's targeted to the strengths and challenges an applicant may face. And it's much more useful if it's structured according to information that you know about the person from the way you've gathered data in through the Express process.
Okay, so the Express platform, how long has it been up and running, and how have you been able to measure its success?
Oh, well, that's a great question. First of all, we've been involved in using the Express checklist, which is the psychometric part, for the best part of 11 or 12 years now. The Express platform itself was premiered in 2006 and has been growing and improving ever since, of course. I guess one of the nicest things that we have by way of feedback on how well we do are when our customers come back to us and tell us that they've had an improvement in staff retention. So, for example, one of our early customers in a substantial cleaning business managed to turn his industry standard turnover of over 40% into 12% within a year and 5% 2 years after that, with the result that he's now winning major contracts, partly because he's got such a stable workforce.
Great. So who do you see as the main target to use your platform then?
Well, any company that employs staff, as actually the director of that company says, any employment company that employs staff that's not using us is mad. But beyond that, our sweet spot is people who are employing above 30 employees. When you've got 30 to 40 employees, you're probably recruiting most of the time. And if you're recruiting most of the time, you need a platform, you need an online recruitment brand presence so that you can fill your talent pool so that you don't have to search so much. And we have companies that have as few as 3 employees, and we have companies that have 22,000.
Oh, okay, so that's pretty broad. So for any company who'd like more information or would like to investigate using the Express platform, where can we send them?
Well, our website is expr, and then the number 3ss.com, expr3ss.com. And the 3 stands for can do, will do, and fit do. Because these days, 3 days is a long time in the recruitment cycle, and you need to find in that time someone who can do, will do, and fit to. We have lots of applicants who get appointed within 7 days, quite frequently, actually. expr3ss.com or 1-800-00-5598.
Great. Dr. Glyn Brokenshaw from Express, thanks again for joining me on Tech Daily.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.